Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. We've had fun today.
Yeah, learn what fun means.
Me, too.
Well, that's going to be my closing remark, too. That's going to be my closing remark, because I want to share with people the difference between fun and joy.
Okay. Joy. Okay. All right. Let's see.
Because there is a difference, and I had to learn this.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
So, here we go. You know, as I was growing up, just like most of us, we had a daily quest when we were young. As children, we only had one mission in life. After school, we wanted to go play. On Saturdays and Sundays, I want to go play. I could not wait to go outside. I wanted to go out in the snow. I wanted to play because it was fun. Now, what I didn't know was there should be a cutoff point for having fun in your life. But oh, no, not me. I took it too far. I took fun to college. Now, I know everybody that went to college, woo, we had a blast. Well, I had too much of a blast. And then after college, kept on trying to have fun. There's a cutoff point to fun. And the thing I learned about it was, see, fun, you have to go do something or go somewhere or be around a certain people in order to have it. To go have fun, you have to manufacture it. You have to buy a ticket. You have to be at a certain place. You have to drink a certain amount. You got to be around the people that's smoking this. Now you can have fun. If you make it to this party right here, we gonna have so much fun. And you keep looking for fun. But if you think about fun, man, it's always manufactured. It's something you gotta be doing, seen doing. You gotta be somewhere or thought of somewhere. It's always the case in having fun. And fun is always short-lived. You know, fun never lasts a long time. You never hear anybody say, well, I just had fun. Fun don't last a long time. It's a very fleeting thing. And I was teaching my sons about fun one day because we were in Vegas and they were going out. And I told them, I said, be careful out there, man. I'm going to the room. Dad, y'all come on out, man. We're going to have some fun. I said, dog, listen to me. We've had a full night. Went to see the fight. Everything was good. And now you're going to go out here, man. I'm going to just tell you right now, it's dangerous out there. Be careful. Oh, Dad, we're going to have some fun. I've discovered something about fun. If you keep having fun, there's a time limit to fun. If you stay at the club till it closes, it ain't finna be fun no more. If you drinking and you feel a buzz, but you keep on drinking, it ain't finna be fun no more. If you at a sporting event and everybody going out the parking lot, but you, y'all still trying to have fun, stay there. It's not finna be fun no more. Because fun, I discovered, I taught my children that night. Fun is an acronym. F-U-N is an acronym. And I taught it to them. I said, son, if you keep having fun too long, It's effed up now. That's what fun stands for. Too much fun, and it's effed up now. Mm. Boy, they laughed, they laughed. They went out that night in Vegas. The next morning, I saw them. They looked disheveled. They in bad shape. Said, what happened? Man, Dad, we was at the club, man. Dude got shot and killed. Then the police surrounded the building. We stayed in there, man. We didn't get home to 5:30. You know why? Because they was having fun. And too much fun, it got effed up now. F-U-N. It's effed up now. And that's what fun is. They said, Dad, what about you? I said, I like to have joy. They said, what's the difference between joy and fun? I said, joy is a feeling that I have on the inside that resides in me most of the time. And when I'm with myself, within myself, or by myself, I found that I have a residing peace in me that gives me a certain joy, that I enjoy being alone, or I just enjoy just being with my girl. That's joy to me, that I can sit up and watch my grandchildren play, that I can take my family on vacation and watch them enjoy themselves. That puts a joy in me. That joy that I have is not manufactured or superficial. The joy that I have, that residing peace, is because I have a relationship with God. God has given me the peace that I have in my life today. I wish I had discovered this years ago. I could have saved myself a world of trouble. But I didn't, because I was like a lot of people. I was pursuing fun, trying to have it as many times as I could, going to have fun. If I could have understood about this residing peace, that it's okay to be with me, that I don't need a bunch of outside stimulation to feel good anymore, that I can sit back, close my eyes, and be grateful and find joy, that I can sit up and just watch TV and be in perfect peace and joy, that I can walk around and ride my bike or walk down to the river and just have joy. I can put my headsets on and listen to some music and just have joy. Joy to me is better than having fun. That's the difference, though, between fun and joy. One is manufactured and one is provided with an everlasting peace and relationship with God. If I was you, I'd look for some of that joy. You feel me? Those are my closing remarks today. I hope you got something out of it. If not, don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Maybe you'll like that one there. But in the meantime, y'all do yourself a favor here. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.